What's going on, guys? This is the Passive Wealth Strategy Show, the show that will teach you how to build wealth with real estate without buying yourself another job. As always, I am your host, Taylor Lodum, a multifamily and self-storage real estate investor. Today is just me. Today, on March 22nd, 2024, I wanted to share with you some thoughts that I've been having recently about beginning again, avoiding distractions, and staying focused on our goals. So a couple of months ago, I shared with you this new system that I started using, I implemented on myself to eliminate distractions, primarily eliminate digital distractions, websites that are just big time wasters or kind of content that, at least for me, gets in my brain, distracts me, or gets me down the wrong mental path, a negative direction that takes me out of the direction that I want to go on a daily or weekly basis. I think we all experience distraction in today's day and age, especially with our phones constantly in our pockets or in our hands, with the world at our fingertips and all of the social media access that we have, the 24-hour news cycle, things that you're all very well aware of, and these websites, social media apps that are really designed to steal our attention from us, and then they do that by, at least in my opinion and in my experience, disrupting our mindsets, getting us upset or engaged in some way, and just generally sucked into the doom scrolling or dopamine loop or whatever you want to call it. And a few months ago, I implemented a parental control on my own phone. I got a backup phone and put parental controls on myself to eliminate a lot of those distractions, just apps that I would spend too much time on, Instagram, Twitter, or now X, Facebook, other social media things that I would just wind up scrolling too much. Now, I haven't 100% eliminated those things because I don't want to fully unplug from what's going on, but I do need and did need to more effectively manage my time. Maybe you can relate to that. And that system has worked quite well. I also put YouTube on there. That system has worked quite well to reduce the amount of distraction that I have, but I've noticed that a few other things have started to creep in. And at least in my personal experience, many of these algorithms seem to have gotten better or more effective at putting just negative content in front of me, or maybe I'm engaging with the negative things. I don't know. So what I've done this week is to re-engage, restart, and begin again with the elimination of distractions or things that kind of send me down the wrong mindset path, if you will. There are, for example, a few YouTube channels that I used to watch, some podcasts that I used to engage with that I notice in the last couple of weeks or couple of months have really gone down a negative path about where the world is headed or the state of things or, you know, things along those lines. And in my opinion, a lot of those, most of those negative podcasts or these thought leaders out there who base their entire brand around telling you how bad the world is today. And don't get me wrong, we certainly have problems, but that's the whole thing that they talk about is how bad things are. Ultimately, it's a huge distraction. It takes us away from the things that we can actually affect in our lives. And it makes us less effective when we actually re-engage with the things that we're responsible for, the things that genuinely affect our lives. I just think there are too many folks in the podcast, YouTube, social media space that are focusing a ton on the negative things around us. And if we engage with that, or at least for me, if I engage with that, then I'm less effective at making positive things happen in my own life and my own business. And I want to call this podcast, It's Okay to Begin Again, or something along those lines, because that's what I've done. The old system was still working, but it wasn't quite good enough to eliminate the bad things. So I've recommitted this week to getting rid of those bad things, unfollowing those people who I'm sure are good people, but they've, for example, based their brand or their podcast around highlighting too much of the negative and not enough of the positive. And that's something that I'd like to encourage you to think about. If you find that you're spending too much of your important time, your free time, your work time, time that you could have with your family, spending too much of that time on negative social media things or social media in general, consider putting together a system or some kind of process or controls that will prevent you from engaging too much with those things. Or consider if you're following or listening to podcasts or YouTube channels that base a lot of their content and their time and what they put out there around negative things happening out in the world, maybe pull back a bit on those things, if not eliminate some of them entirely. Because I believe if we spend too much time focusing on those negative things that are happening in the world or happening around us, but may or may not necessarily affect us, or maybe we don't have any power to do anything about those things, those distractions only hold us back from reaching our full potentials because they make us less effective in working on the things that we want to work on. They make us less effective at moving the needle in our own lives. And I put this out there because that's something, again, that I'm going through and a process that I'm going through this week. And I'm going to be recommitting to eliminating many, if not all, of those negative distractions so that I can focus more on the positive things or the things that I can make a difference about in my life, my business, the world around me, the areas that I actually affect. Those negative things, those negative YouTube channels, podcasts, social media things that highlight negative things out there that we can't do anything about or we can't affect, I believe, distract us too much. At least they distract me too much. And I will be recommitting to eliminating those things from my information diet. That's what I want to talk about today. It's okay to begin again in your low information diet. The good times, the bad times, they both come and go. The good times will end, the bad times will end. It's always important to be aware of both of those things. When the good times happen, they're going to end. When the bad times happen, they're going to end as well. I want to thank you for joining me here today for this super short episode, just to talk a little bit about eliminating distractions and not being afraid to begin again in your own focus game. That's what I'm doing this week and next week in particular, is making sure I eliminate even more of those distractions and focus on the things that I can truly affect. If you find you're being influenced or derailed by negative influences, say from social media, for example, consider building a system that will eliminate those things from your information diet so you can focus on the important things in your life. Your life, your business, your health, your family, whatever is important to you, focus on those things. Try to focus less on the negative things happening around you or the negative things that you're just hearing about that may be amplified more than is necessary by social media. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here on Monday. Take care.